You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 7:12 now on this Wednesday morning, July 9th. Greg Upton joins us now, our friend, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing good. Good morning, Tommy.
How's everything at LSU?
Everything's great. We're actually doing our energy fundamentals course this week. So It's a one-week course, and we do it twice over the summer. So we've got about 70 people from across the state here all week. So it's been a lot of fun.
And what are you teaching them?
So the first 2 days are focused on molecules, and then that goes through the oil and gas supply chain and the critical mineral supply chain. And then days 3 and 4, which are starting today, we're doing electrons. And so we'll be talking about electricity markets from generation, transmission, distribution. And then on Friday, we have former Congressman Garrett Graves is teaching that day and really talking about policy. And we've got some awesome guest speakers. In the first section of the course, we had Mary Landrieu come. We had the current governor of North Dakota actually come in virtually. We had a few Congress people, so it's been a great time.
Will there be any refreshments?
There are refreshments, absolutely. Lunch is, you know, economists say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but at Energy Fundamentals there is. So come on by and get a lunch.
Just out of curiosity, what time is it being served? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's talk about. We were talking to Devonte Lewis, as you mentioned, energy distribution, about how he thought that, and I was trying to get my head around it, why energy bills would go up because of the big, beautiful bill that was passed and different types of energies. And take me through your thoughts on all of that, Greg.
So on specifically electricity bills and how they would go up with the big, beautiful bill?
In general, how what is in that bill is going to affect green, and by green I mean not just environmentally friendly, but money, energy industry in Louisiana.
Yeah, so on the electricity front, and then we can move to the molecules front, the big thing was the removal of the production tax credits and investment tax credits for wind and solar. And so these tax credits have been around for about 2 decades now. And essentially, whenever you build a wind or a solar facility, you can either get an upfront investment tax credit, which subsidizes the capital, or you can get what's called a production tax credit, where you're paid for every megawatt hour of electricity that's produced. And so if a state were to approve a wind or a solar project being built, then the price that would go down to the ratepayers, if you will, would actually be lower because of that federal subsidy that's there.
Take me through that one more time.
So whenever we build a wind or a solar facility in Louisiana,
right,
one option that the Public Service Commission has, and this isn't the only option, but they do have this option, is to put that into rates. And so that means that we, as the ratepayers of the state, we are going to pay for the capital of that facility over time, and whenever the electricity is generated, well, we're gonna receive that electricity, and that is called cost of service based regulation.
Okay.
And so whenever you are in a cost of service-based regulatory regime, as we are here in Louisiana, and the federal government subsidizes some form of electricity generation, that is actually subsidizing us as the ratepayer in an indirect way, but that's what it's doing. And so when you remove those subsidies, then that could have the potential to impact us as ratepayers. Now, I'll say the effect of that is going to be very, very, very lagged, because any facilities that are on today are currently receiving those subsidies and will continue to through the life of the facility. This would only be for new facilities that one might build moving forward. So it does theoretically have the potential to impact rates for consumers, but the magnitude of that is probably really, really small, and the effect of that is going to be over a longer period of time.
What percentage of energy does that produce, though, when you get to solar or wind? I guess I was trying to figure out if it's a big deal or not, because if it only produces a small portion of energy, is it really a difference maker?
Yeah, in Louisiana, it's essentially 0%.
Okay.
So we're starting to see our first solar facilities come online, and I think there will be some that move forward, but today it is way, way, way less than 1%. Of our electricity in Louisiana comes from solar and wind.
So
zero from wind, actually.
What is in the bill that's going to help Louisiana then? Do you know the energy business?
Sure. Yeah. So there's two big things that we're looking at. The first is called 45V, and that is the section of tax code, so the V doesn't stand for anything. And that is for hydrogen. And so we've got a lot of hydrogen discussion going on right now. I actually sit on the Clean Hydrogen Task Force of the legislature. And one of the tax credits that some of the hydrogen folks have been looking at is 45V. In the initial version of the Big Beautiful Bill, the 45V tax credit was essentially eliminated. It was sunset in the same way that the wind and solar tax credits were. As it bounced back between the House and the Senate, that got extended to the end of 2028. In the initial IRA, it was 2032. Mm-hmm. So while that tax credit is still available, it has been sunset more quickly, and by the way, by the end of 2028, that's pretty quick for a new project. And so if a project's already moving forward, it could probably meet that timeline, but that's going to really reduce the probability that new kind of projects, start to be announced here in that space. The other one is called 45Q, and that is for carbon sequestration. And so that's when you take some industrial source of emissions, and you permanently sequester that carbon underground. So that tax credit was extended actually into perpetuity. The big thing with that, though, was that there was a 45Q tax credit for what's called enhanced oil recovery, EOR. I'm giving you probably a lot of acronyms this morning. Mm-hmm. And enhanced oil recovery is, instead of permanently sequestering the carbon into a formation, you pump the carbon into a formation that is meant to increase oil production out of that same area. And so you can think about a field that's been produced. You're going to pump carbon dioxide into one part of that field, and it's going to kind of push the oil, if you will, into other wells to increase production from other wells.
Seems like a good idea if it works. Does it work?
It does work, and we've done it for decades.
Okay.
We have. Now, today in the U.S., it's a very small share of total U.S. production, but that tax credit has been increased, and that could impact Louisiana.
And what is that called? EOR is?
Enhanced Oil Recovery, or EOR, and that is also under the 45Q tax credit for carbon sequestration.
So you pump carbon into the ground, it's stored underground, and it forces the oil out? Is that what it does?
That's correct. Hmm. And proponents of enhanced oil recovery argue that the net carbon intensity of the oil you get out is actually negative. Now, I've heard environmentalists dispute that claim, so I don't have an opinion on it.
Wait, the net what?
That is the argument. So the proponents of enhanced oil recovery argue that the amount of carbon dioxide that you put into the ground is larger than the carbon emissions from the oil that you produce. Mm-hmm. And therefore, even though it's oil and has greenhouse gas emissions, the net greenhouse gas emissions are negative. So that's what the proponents argue. Some of the environmentalists, of course, dispute that claim. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's kind of considered low carbon intensity.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The oil.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking to Greg Upton about the recently passed spending bill and what effect it could have on energy in Louisiana. We'll talk about Drill Baby Drill when we come back as well. 721 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this hot Wednesday morning, talking to Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Greg, when it comes to solar and wind being a big opportunity for Louisiana, and you know, Schwest, I think, was building a boat that was serving the offshore industry. Does this bill that was passed hurt any of that or change any of that for Louisiana?
Yeah, it does. So, you know, Louisiana, you mentioned the Edison Schwest boat, mm-hmm. for the service offshore vessel. You know, that particular maritime industry in Louisiana really supports the broader offshore wind industry outside, you know, not just here in Louisiana. And so, of course, we've talked about some offshore wind projects that could happen here, but, you know, that maritime industry really supports it nationally. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be an example of something that Louisiana could support it nationally, that will probably slow down pretty considerably now. There was also, you might remember, when the Trump administration came in, some changes to offshore permitting for offshore wind projects, especially in those federal waters. And mm-hmm. so I think it's been the Trump administration certainly has not been a fan of wind and solar, and in particular, offshore wind has not been a priority of this administration, and that impacts us here in Louisiana.
You know, whenever you say green energy, whenever you say wind or solar, it can have some immediate political ramifications or meanings to people. But when it comes to percentage of energy generated, is this going to set back the green energy movement, the passage of this bill, or it all depends what happens in a couple of years? Tell me your thoughts on that, because and I guess I would add, Greg, how big could this have gotten with the solar and the wind and advancements with technology, et cetera?
Yeah, so for perspective, in the U.S. today, a little over 10% of the electricity generation comes from wind and about 4% from solar. That solar has really grown significantly over the past 5 years or so. It was very, very small before that. And the wind has grown over the last two decades or so. And so as you build these projects, it takes a long time for these to accumulate and increase their share of the total electricity mix within the country. And so is this going to slow the speed at which these technologies move forward? Yeah, I definitely think it will slow that speed. But in the long run, it's really the accumulation of these facilities that grows that. And so, you know, all the facilities that are currently operating are going to continue to operate and are going to continue to have the same tax treatment that they had. You know, the projects that are currently being constructed right now, again, they're going to move forward with construction and they'll be completed and receive the same tax treatment. But we're really talking those new projects. And so these kind of energy policies with the Inflation Reduction Act and now the Big Beautiful Bill, the timeline in which they take in order to have an impact is, you know, you're talking years and years. And the reason for that is capital expenditure takes time. It takes a lot of planning. It takes getting the capital. And then it takes the construction, which is timely as well.
And that's what I was wondering. It's, there are restrictions about offshore wind, but the main deal with the bill is tax credits. So somebody is still free to invest in that if they want, but they just don't get the tax credits. And therefore, I guess following through, is it profitable for them to do that without the tax credits? And does it set the whole thing back some?
Yeah, so there are a lot of state policies that give favorable tax treatment to renewables. There's also 29 states that have what are called renewable portfolio standards, and those renewable portfolio standards require some share of the generation come from those renewable energy sources. But what the removal of the tax credits do is, especially in a state with a renewable portfolio standard, it increases the cost of that state to achieve that. And so some of my research several years ago did analysis of these renewable portfolio standards and found that states experience about a 10% increase in electricity prices with those policies. And so this would kind of further increase that cost in order to achieve that.
But
I think some projects will continue.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your information and your time. Enjoy lunch today. Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. We'll talk about flood protection agencies lacking the money they need to keep our system on the level, at the level we need. We'll talk about that when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.